That's going to go down in history, like the history of our life as a family, as like a marker mm-hmm. for my son and myself. Because when that whole protest happened, the first protest, do you remember when Jacob ran out and he removed the sodomite from our property?
Right, right.
Because there was a time when he ran out and they were protesting, he removed them. And then all the sodomites rushed him. And then all the guys in our church rushed outside. And then I'm running down the aisle trying to pull guys back into, you know, like the angels pulling Lot back into the house. And my son was in the back with my wife. And he got scared. You know, it's a fearful thing. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, he got really scared. And my wife just looked at him and said, "Hey, do you want some gum? Do you want some," like trying to like
distract
him. Here, Bruce, have some gum. And he was like about to take it. And he looked at him and he's like, "No, I'm okay. God's going to take care of us."
Dang.
He's like, "I know God's going to take care of us. God's like going to protect us." He's awesome, like, brothers. And he just looked forward and he's like, "God's going to protect us." He goes, "I know God's going to protect us."
It's like David.
He's 4 years old.
Yeah.
Weeks later.
Or the armor.
when we were like driving here, he told my wife, he said, "Mom, I just want to thank you for offering me gum that day."
Wow.
He's like, "But I know that God was going to protect us. But thank you for offering me that gum." Like, not in a very like somber, like, and it kind of like just took my wife back. Like, oh man, yeah. He understands.
Yeah. Because
he understood that my wife was trying to comfort him, distract him, help him not to be afraid. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Thank you for offering me that, but I knew that God was going to protect us." That's it. That's like important to me as a father to know that my son has confidence in the Lord. And we want to instill confidence in him, but when he exerts it on his own and says, "No, I don't want the gum. God's going to protect us. Like, I don't need gum to comfort me. Yeah. God is my comfort."